Today we're continuing with preparation for sonship, and we're going to look at frequency and how frequency affects both our consciousness and the creation of reality that we live in. As we go through this preparation process, we've seen that God prepares us in many different ways, with help from the heavenly realm and the tutors, teaching us to come into a place of rest, preparing our soul with transformation, renewing our mind, expanding our consciousness to live mindfully and to focus on that experience that we can come out of the place of rest, living in love, joy, and peace, and flowing from that realm. If we're going to function as mature sons, we need the mind of a son and to think like a son. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Therefore, we need to think like a son of God to be a son of God. Thinking and motivated from our eternal identity and destiny, then living that out daily as we walk in intimacy with the Father as a son. Romans 12:2, do not allow current religious tradition to mold you into its pattern of reasoning. So what religious traditioning is molding us? What systems are we affected by? If we're going to become fully mature sons, then we must be free from that religious tradition. Like an inspired artist, give attention to the detail of God's desire to find expression in you. Become acquainted with perfection. And this is why face-to-face intimacy of relationship is so vital with the Father to enable us to come into fullness of sonship. To accommodate yourselves to the delight and good pleasure of Him will transform your thoughts afresh from within. Everything flows from an inside out rather than an outside in perspective if we're going to walk in sonship. The current religious tradition has diminished the true intimacy of face-to-face relationship to an intellectual assent to the truth, but with no true mystical experience. Christianity has become reduced to an intellectual tradition, an orthodox prison for the mind. Creation is groaning under the weight of our lack of sonship. Our whole identity needs to be rediscovered so the whole of the created order will respond to us once we know who we are. Son, this is love's agenda, that all things of the created order will be returned to relational connectedness within my unity. So our restored sonship affects the created order itself. So will we enter willingly into love's agenda? It will require change and transformation. It will require a renewing of our minds and an expanding of our consciousness to know love, to live in love, and to love. If we're going to do that, we need to know the Father's heart. The Father's heart is burning and passionate for us. And as we engage His heart, heart-to-heart cardiogenosis, the power of that love will transform us and enable us to begin to resonate in the frequency of love, emanate, radiate love as a frequency around us so we can begin to change and transform the world. Never forget that the most powerful force on earth and in heaven is love. God is light, God is spirit, God is fire, and God is love. Those are the nouns that describe the nature, character, and essence of God. God is joy and peace. God is good. God is kind. God is patient. God is faithful. This is the fruit of His nature and character. God is merciful, and God's grace is abundant and overflowing without limit. We need to resonate with God's heart to become like Him. So we need to engage the light. We need to engage the fire. We need to engage the love and all of those other characteristics that are a revelation of who He is so that we can become like Him that we behold. So we need our minds renewed and our consciousness expanded. Frequencies have a mental, emotional, and physical impact on us. Love is a high frequency, one of the highest frequencies. Therefore, as we engage God as love, it will entrain us or draw us towards resonating with that frequency and becoming like the frequency that we're connecting to. Our consciousness can be expanded through mindfulness using sound, light, energy, vibration, and frequency, and we'll look at that at future sessions. The power of words and intentions can be focused to help us choose and create a reality which is aligned with love. Nikola Tesla said, if you wish to understand the universe, think energy, frequency, and vibration. Everything is energy. That's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Now, it is true that quantum physics is unveiling and revealing these truths, but we still have to learn to match the frequency. We still need our mind in agreement with God's mind. We need our heart in agreement with His heart. That's a relational process, not a formula. Everything is energy. Your thoughts begin it, your emotions amplifies it, and your action increases its momentum. And I believe as we begin to learn how to engage with frequency, the vibrational energy that that represents, we will begin to see changes take place. Everything that exists vibrates at certain frequency. When the frequency rises, it raises our consciousness. Love is the only feeling that makes us give quantum conscious jumps. Einstein quote, we are slowed down, sound and light waves, a walking bundle of frequencies tuned into the cosmos. We are souls dressed up in a sacred biochemical garment. Our bodies are instruments through which our souls play their music. So let's vibrate at the highest possible frequency. Vibrate on a super high frequency, it becomes life-changing. That's why when we engage with God in intimacy, it changes us. Everything changes when you start to admit your own frequency rather than absorbing the frequencies around you. When you start imprinting your intent on the universe rather than receiving an imprint from existence, everything will begin to change. We need to engage with the frequency that comes from the mind of Christ and engage it. The moment you change your perception is the moment you rewrite the body chemistry of your body. And again, it begins to have an effect on health and wholeness when we vibrate at a energy level of love. Quantum physicists discovered that physical atoms are made up of vortices of energy that are constantly spinning and vibrating, each one radiating its own unique signature. We all have a frequency identity. That is part of the overall bigger picture of creation itself, and how we're all part of the symphony of creation, if you like. If we really want to find out what we are, who we are, we're really beings of energy and vibration, radiating our own unique energy signature. This is a fact, and it's what quantum physics has shown us time and time again. The more and more they do experiments, the more and more they realize there is a spiritual dimension to this. They may not call it that, but they know it's beyond the natural. Many scientists have already taken the quantum leap, questioning the meaning and implications of quantum physics. One of these potential revelations is that the observer creates the reality. They know this on a macro scale, but actually we need to engage it on the micro scale. Nikola Tesla again supposedly said, the day science begins to study non-physical phenomena, it will make more progress in one decade than in all the previous centuries of existence. This is what we're beginning to discover in engaging the non-local realms, the quantum realm, the spiritual realms. Frequency and creating reality are linked. Therefore, consciousness and frequency and creating reality are linked. At our subatomic level, the vibrational frequency changes the manifestation of physical reality. Now, we need it not just at a subatomic level, but on a reality level. We know that when an atom changes its state, it absorbs or emits electromagnetic frequencies, which are responsible for the change of its state. So if we can begin to release electromagnetic frequencies from the power of our mind, the observer, then we will begin to change reality through that frequency and energy release. So do different states of emotion, perception, and feelings result in different electromagnetic frequencies? Does the mind and the consciousness have different functions and different frequencies? Yes. That's been proven mathematically and experimentally. And it's really important that we embrace that. God is spirit, God is love, God is light, God's a consuming fire, God is pure creative light that is beyond the speed of created light. We are created, creative light beings. We're made from the essence of spirit. We weren't created spirit. We've always existed spirit within spirit, God. And he's released that spirit out into existence. Love is the very essence of God's nature. It's one of the highest frequencies that exists. And we are God's sons made in his image to be loved and to love. And that's really important to embrace. We are spirit light frequency beings living a human being experience to converge time and eternity, heaven and earth, bringing together God's desire out of the eternal realm into the is of the realms of heaven so the will be can be manifested on earth. Our soul and spirit are composed of light, which is electromagnetic energy that exists but cannot be seen with our natural eyes. Creation was spoken into existence with the sound of electromagnetic energy and continues to exist through the power of God's voice. God's grace is the strings of vibrating energy within the fabric of everything. Nothing is empty. There's energy within it. That energy is receiving empowerment from God's voice. His grace is divine enabling power. Everything is connected, empowered by zero point energy from another spiritual, quantum, or non-local dimension. Science has shown that everything is energy. You, me, everything else has its own vibrational frequency. Most people don't know this. However, the so-called New Age have discovered truths that Christianity has rejected and abandoned, but really they're just ancient age rediscovered. This has always been so. In times past, this was how things functioned. A new truth frame is emerging, an expanded consciousness revealing that we are vibrational beings living in a universe of frequency and vibration. Therefore, we can interact with that at a unseen level. As sons, we can use the knowledge of frequency to be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue, to rule, to fulfill our destiny. Hebrews 11:3. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Now, that doesn't mean that they didn't exist. It just means that they were not visible to the natural eye. They are the subatomic, invisible particles, the energy vibrating that actually formed all of matter. Matter is just slowed down energy. There are dimensional realities that exist that are non-local and invisible to our natural eyes. Colossians 1:15, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And I would add, all things will be restored. How do they hold together? Hebrews 1:3, he is the radiance of his glory, the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. The vibrational strings of energy, his grace, which is within the fabric of everything, is reconnected to that zero point energy source continually to be re-empowered so that it's all held together and doesn't all just disintegrate or fly apart. Energy vibrating at frequency holds creation together from a spiritual or quantum realm which is connected to us. Some of you is there right now. We are blinking in and out of that at Planck's constant, which is 1/20,000th of a billionth of a second. You wouldn't notice it happening, but it's continually happening to the whole of creation. There are many dimensions that exist that we cannot see, but that fact of those dimensions is the mathematical foundation of string theory, the theory of everything. We are spirit beings with the capacity to engage those spiritual dimensions. This room where you are is filled with electromagnetic energy vibrating at a frequency that you cannot see naturally or hear audibly, but there are radio waves, television signals, all sorts of signals, angelic beings, portals, all present, and we can tune into those waves with the right technology to hear and see. We can tune in with our minds to begin to engage the angelic and the spiritual dynamics that exist around us all the time. There are higher frequency spirit beings, angels, that are here with me in this room around you right now. We cannot see them necessarily with our physical eyes unless they choose to manifest, but we can tune the eyes of our heart and spirit to sense them and see them and engage them. We're designed to be able to engage and connect spiritually. We can learn how to use frequency in everyday life for health and wholeness and the creation of reality to choose to outwork our destiny in sonship. Living in high frequency rest, living loved, living in gratitude, therefore loving living, in joy, and living in peace and forgiveness, living loving. Our minds emit a frequency that can be raised to influence creation. That's why our minds need to function with the mind of Christ and not with our own do-it-yourself thoughts, which have come from this world and the programming of religion and culture. We need to be elevated. In fact, the earth itself, Schumann's resonance or Schumann frequency, which is 7.8 hertz, 83 hertz, the whole planet is actually emanating and radiating a frequency that can be detected. As our individual frequency is raised, Schumann's resonant frequency is influenced by us. It's designed to be influenced by sonship. For many years, this resonant frequency hovered a steady state around 7.83, only slight variations. In June 2014, that apparently changed. Monitors at the Russian Space Observing System showed a sudden spike in activity to around 8.5 hertz. Since then, they've recorded days where Schumann frequency has accelerated as fast as 24 hertz. Is the Earth's frequency speeding up? Interesting question. This graph, which is usually blue with some green and no white, shows what's happened since 2014 and some of the spikes that they've been measuring. I believe this relates to the revelation of sonship and us beginning to vibrate and release a frequency of sonship which is affecting the whole of creation. Creation is waiting, longing for the revealing of the sons of God, so creation itself can be set free from its bondage to decay into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. The more we are radiating love's light, the more creation is beginning to respond to it. So since the Schumann frequency is said to be in tune with the human brain's alpha and theta states, these emerging resonances are naturally correlated to human brainwave activity, our consciousness, and its awakening into sonship. We are changing as our minds are being renewed and our consciousness expanded. This change in Schumann frequency may correlate to the change in our consciousness levels in sonship. The procedure for measuring various levels of human consciousness is known as electroencephalography. And you can hook up electrodes and all these things to someone's mind and then look at how their mind and consciousness is operating. There is an awakening of our individual and collective consciousness which correlates to the revealing of the sons of God. It's been suggested that the magnetic field of the earth blocks the memories of our true heritage. The magnetic field changes are now loosening those memory blocks and we are raising our consciousness to greater truth. The veil is lifting and the blinders are coming off so we can see who we truly are, not limited by the tethering to the earth structure and field, but being free to connect to a higher level of consciousness in the spiritual realms. There are five basic brain waves, although there are some debate over the different call names of them or things, but essentially you have these five: delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. And each of them has a different activity that functions in different states. Delta, dreamless sleep, deep trance. Theta, deep relaxation, meditation. Alpha, relaxation and creativity. Beta, daily walking consciousness. Gamma, problem solving, memory and focus. Over the long term, ancient age methods such as meditation can train our brainwaves into balance. The newer methods of brainwave entrainment is an easy method for temporarily altering your brain state, learning to meditate. And there are certain things of frequency generators and binaural beats and other things that are now being discovered using crystal bowls, using that sort of energy to enable us to begin to come into a higher state of consciousness by engaging the mind of Christ, which is resonating at a frequency which is higher than ours. We become mindful and focused, connected to the mind of Christ. Here are another picture of some of those brainwaves that operate at different frequencies. Delta below 4 hertz, theta 4 to 8 hertz, beta 12 hertz and up, alpha 8 to 12 hertz, and gamma goes way above 24 hertz. So the brain has the capacity to operate in more than one frequency range at any given time if we learn to activate that. We can learn to focus our brainwaves to be more effective through meditation and mindfulness techniques. Our brainwaves operate at those different frequencies. Again, here's a scan. 12 to 15 hertz is called sensory motor rhythm frequency, SMR. It's an ideal state of awakened rest. Our thought processes are clearer, more focused, yet we're still in a flow or in the know. So we need to operate in reality out of delta wave reality to activate alpha wave, which will then bring an alignment with to beta waves, and then your theta waves begin to take you to that which is beyond our current intellectual or even creative ability within the soul, because it's coming out of the spirit and the spirit realm. David Hawkins created a ladder of consciousness. He developed a map of levels of human consciousness using muscle testing techniques, applied kinesiology, to document the non-linear spiritual realm. The numbers on the scale represent logarithmic calibrations of the human consciousness and its corresponding level of reality. This research was scientifically validated and published in his doctorate dissertation titled Qualitative and Quantitative Analysis and Calibrations of the Level of Human Consciousness. So there are different fields of frequency that we function in when we're in a particular state. Shame, 20, guilt, 30, apathy, 50, grief, 75, fear, 100, desire, 125, anger, 150. Not all anger is wrong. It can motivate us to action. Pride, 175. Then you start to reach 200. And this is where you begin to come to a state of consciousness, which begins to unveil the reality of who you are. So courage. And then that begins to take you into different states, eventually into a state, love, joy, peace, and enlightenment, where you know fully who you are. And I believe the mind of Christ would operate at the ultimate state of 1,000. So 20 to 1,000 is on a logarithmic scale, not a linear scale. Although only 15% of the world's population is above the critical conscious level of 200, the collective power of that 15% has the weight to counterbalance the negativity of the remaining 85% of the world's people. The remnant, there's always been a remnant of God's people who know some of the truth of who they are and their call as sons of God, and they have been holding creation in balance. Now we need to start to swing that balance in the positive direction. There are different levels of measurable consciousness. Because the scale of the power advances logarithmically, a single person at the consciousness level of 1,000 can totally counterbalance the collective negativity of all of humankind. That would be the mind of Christ. Earthquakes are measured on the Richter scale, which is a base 10 logarithmic scale. For every single increase on this scale, the magnitude is increased by a factor of 10. So 6.1 is 10 times more than 6.0. 6.2 is 10 times more than 6.1. So you can see an earthquake of 7 is of a huge exponential increase of magnitude than an earthquake of 6. This is how our consciousness can also begin to function when we begin to come into a higher state of consciousness, which is our sonship. So here is a graph or a table of the different scales, the log scale, the emotions and the life view that comes when we begin to function in the truth rather than in the lies. So shame, the log scale of 20, emotion, humiliation, life view, miserable. Guilt, 30, blame, evil. Apathy, 50, despair, hopelessness. Let's go up. Love, 540, serenity, completeness. Peace, 600, bliss. Perfection, enlightenment, 700 to 1,000. Ineffable is living in the now. Nothing is impossible. Everything becomes an outworking of choosing reality based on our relationship with the knowledge of the Father's heart and the mind of Christ. So we are to function with the mind of Christ, our renewed mind of sonship. One individual at the level 300 counterbalances 90,000 individuals below the level of 200. One individual at 400 counterbalances 400,000 individuals below the level of 200. One individual at 500 counterbalances 750,000 below 200. One at 600 counterbalances 10 million individuals below 200. One individual at a level of 700 counterbalances 70 million individuals below the level of 200. 12 individuals at a level of 700 equals one level of 1,000, which is why we have government equal 12. And when we begin to activate a higher level of consciousness, it will begin to affect human's frequency of the planet and the creational frequency that we can begin to entrain back to God's original intention for its restoration back to God's original purpose. So we need our minds renewed and our consciousness expanded to think like a son of God. Our sonship as resonant frequency to answer creation's groaning. This increases exponentially in agreement. For example, one puts 1,000 to flight, but two 10,000 to flight. There is great power in agreement. And when we're in agreement with the heart of God and the mind of Christ, we have power in that agreement to begin to increase and effect the freedom of creation. John 17:22 is a description of that oneness. The glory which you have given me, I've given to them, that they may be one, just as we're one. So the union between Father and Son and Spirit, we've been drawn into the perichoresis, that circle of the dance, to become one heart, one mind, one purpose, as God is one. Verse 23, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you've loved me. So God sent Jesus into the world as a full representative of himself. He loved the disciples and empowered them to love each other and love the world. We need to be operating in the frequency of love and begin to outwork that frequency in oneness, coming together in union. The union of oneness of being in him and he being in us, and we're all together in that union in Christ. It's the mystical union of being in Christ together. We can be one mind, one heart, in one body as the body of Christ. We can walk in oneness in the light of a union being in Christ and Christ being in us. We can interface with spiritual Wi-Fi in union with God and each other heart to heart. So we're connected to this frequency which is unveiled beyond the natural ability. We can interface across the earth through being connected heart to heart, spirit to spirit, with obviously God, but with each other. We can interface across the dimensions with the angelic beings and the cloud of witnesses with no boundaries in space-time. Here's a quote from a friend of mine, Michael Danforth. Right now, we're at the brink of a global awakening. First and foremost, we will be awakened to the love of God in unlimited proportions. Now, that is absolutely vital that we embrace this. This is why this is challenging the religious views of the angry, distant deity and unveiling the reality of the loving, compassionate Heavenly Father. We are about to witness a historic global awakening that will only which will not only impact humanity, but all of creation, including space and all its celestial surroundings. Michael Danforth has a very powerful prophetic insight into these things. So let's continue to embrace that love and engage that love. The biophotons of our brains produced are affected by quantum entanglement. And this is really important again. The meaning is that there can be a strong link between these photons and our consciousness and the spiritual realms, because they're all connected in light. We are ascending into sonship, accessing the higher frequencies. It is actually producing light within our brains. Those biophotons are affecting and connecting with creation. Frequencies are linked to energy centers in the body, soul, and spirit. These seals, gateways, or chakras are portals designed to flow energy rivers of living water from our innermost being into the atmosphere around us. John 7, rivers of living water, the river of life, and the energy of the spirit. All of those analogies, they're within us. We need the gateways unlocked and flowing. We need the seals opened and flowing. The word for that in other circles, chakras, let's not be afraid of these things. We believe in gateways of our spirit, soul, and body. Those gateways are supposed to flow from the inside out. So we're not influenced by the outside in. So much of the blockages within the gateways of our spirit, soul, and body, the sealing of those seals, if you like, within us, is affected by the frequency, that low frequency, the groan of creation that we've been born into. We need to elevate that frequency and release the rivers of living water flowing from our innermost being. So when you then get a picture of the chakras and the different positions that those seven seals or seven gateways have within us, the root chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, crown. Now, forget the terminology as a, oh my word, this is all new age. And just think of, we have energy centers that have been created by God to release energy, to bring truth, to bring us into a higher level of consciousness. As we begin to surrender, engage with the heart of God, begin to come into a knowing and loving ourselves so we can know and love one another. And we begin to engage with the elements of time, space, light, dark, the spiritual realm. So I want to just open up this whole issue of chakras so we won't be afraid of it and we won't think, oh no, we're all getting off into new age stuff. The reality is this is ancient age. What is a chakra? At the inner core, spin seven wheel-like energy centers called chakras. So they are part of the Tree of Life energy centers. They're part of the Merkaba energy centers. They're all integrated in some of these things. They are measurable patterns of electromagnetic energy, centers for reception, assimilation, and transmission of life energies. Each chakra reflects essential aspects of consciousness, which is why we need to engage the heart of God and the mind of Christ. Mark Verkler, who wrote books like, you know, Learning to Hear the Voice of God, and he's a very well-respected guy, I believe, opening the whole mystical area up for people to engage. He had this to say about chakras. First, I don't see any truth as being a New Age truth. All truth is God's truth. He is the all-knowing one, and he reveals his knowledge to all, even evil men or New Agers or Hindu or Chinese or Americans. For example, God gave Pharaoh, the evil king of Egypt, dreams of seven fat cows and seven skinny cows, Genesis 41, which gave him wisdom as how to provide for the kingdom for the next 14 years. So just because an evil king or a New Ager or a Hindu or an agnostic American has received some insight, I still call it God's insights. Truth is truth wherever it is found. I never bother to ask if New Agers or unbelievers believe something or not, as it's irrelevant to me what they believe. I do not live in reaction to them or in rejection of what they know. I live in God's truth, and for sure they can and do pick up some of God's truth, and that is not a problem to me. For example, I believe in aerodynamics, as do many New Agers. Not a problem as far as I can see. Second, there's nothing in the Bible that specifically discusses chakras. We cannot point to a specific verse that mentions the word chakra to give us God's view on the topic. There are things when you begin to go to a deeper level in the Bible and you begin to go into the Merkaba and into some of those Ophanim and the wheels within wheels within wheels that allude to these things, but it doesn't specifically say it. So then I ask the question, do chakras violate any biblical principle or are they compatible with any biblical principles? Good question to ask. We should start by defining chakra so we know exactly what we're talking about. Let's go with the following working definition if we can. Chakras are believed to be centers of energy located in the midline of the body. There are seven of them and they govern our psychological properties. Chakras are considered both transmitters and receivers of energy. Meridians are energy pathways in the body which this energy flows through. The idea that one must have balanced chakras and meridians in order to be physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually healthy. A body can get problems in different areas with blockage or instability in either the chakras or meridian pathways. So do we run on energy? Are there energy pathways in our bodies? We know for sure that there is a pathway for blood in our bodies, the pathways for nerves, the pathway for lymph. So why wouldn't God have created pathways for energy to flow through our bodies? I have no problem believing that he did. I have no problem believing that we are energy organisms infused with God's divine energy, for the Bible declares that God is in all and in all. God is all and in all, Colossians 1:3-11, and in all things hold together, Colossians 1:17. Our school science class taught us that all atoms have electrons spinning around them, and it is this flow of electrons that produces energy and current. Beyond any doubt, science has confirmed that we are energy beings on the molecular level. I suspect it may be possible that chakras are spiritual energy centers that receive and release spiritual life force of Almighty God in and out of our physical and spiritual beings. I know when Jesus laid hands on to heal, there was a flow of God's energy from him into those he prayed for. Mark 5:30. So I see the release of energy anointing to include the release of God's energy into our bodies to the right things that are messed up. For me, I believe in energy and energy pathways. Now, if we're going to limit God to simply being a mass of energy rather than a personal loving God, as some religions do, then I would object to that. God is much more than a flow of energy. Healing is much more than a flow of energy. It begins and ends in the wonderful compassion of a wonderful, loving God. Mark 6:34. So even though these energy pathways or chakras may be true, and even though Hindus, not New Agers, may have discovered these energy pathways, I would not embrace any belief that reduced God to a mere energy field. It's not just the universe. It's not impersonal. God is a personal God, and he wants us to have a personal, intimate relationship with him as our Father, the source, the creator, yes, the light, yes, but our Father. And we can engage and know his heart and know his mind and engage in his heart and engage in his mind and come into that amazing experience. The whole of creation is waiting for us. Romans 8:19. For the anxious longing of creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. 21. That the creation itself will also be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. That is our inheritance. That is why we need to have our consciousness raised, our frequency increased. That's why we need to radiate, resonate with love, joy, peace, live in rest and flow. We need to become healthy and whole, spirit, soul and body, for creation to respond to our sonship and be set free. There are many words that the Father or Jesus would want to speak over us. And it's really important that we pick up the energy and the vibrational frequency of these words. So as I speak and release some of these words through sound frequency using crystal bowls, The words will go beyond your mind and penetrate your soul and spirit. So I'm going to use the frequency and the vibrations that the bowls make to release the intentions of God's word spoken over us. I'd encourage you to embrace them, resonate with the truth, and engage it. So as we experience this, I will just want to encourage you to embrace this experience and enter into the reality. So just begin to relax. Come to that place of relaxation. Don't strive. Just rest. Close your eyes. Just begin to think of God's love. Think of His presence. Now just begin to slow your breathing to the rhythm of Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. So just breathe in deeply. Breathe in through your nose deeply. And as you breathe in, you're breathing in Hey. Now breathe out Yod. Breathe in Hey. And breathe out, Vav. And just begin to get the rhythm of the breath of God and slow your breathing down. Breathe out, Yod. Breathe in, Hey. Breathe out, Vav. Breathe in, Hey. Breathe out, Yod. Breathe in, Hey. Breathe out, Vav. Breathe in, Hey. Breathe out, Yod. Breathe in, Hey. Breathe out, Vav. Breathe in, Hey. Yod. Hey. Vav, Hey, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. And just begin to be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be. 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 Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Be, 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 be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am peace. Be still and know that I am peace. Be still and know that I am peace. Be still and know that I and peace. Be, 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 be still and know that I am peace. Rest in love, joy and peace. Rest in love, joy, peace. Rest in love and joy and peace. And in that state of rest, hear the voice of the Father. You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Let the frequency of those words surround you. Let the energy contained within those words begin to raise your awareness and your consciousness to sonship. You are my beloved Son, in whom my soul delights. My soul delights in you. My desire for you is your blessing. My desire for you is your blessing. My desire for you is your health. My desire for you is your health. Physical, emotional, spiritual health. My desire for you is your health. My desire for you is your wholeness. My desire for you is your wholeness. My desire for you is your wholeness. Whole, body, soul, spirit, mind, emotions, will. My desire for you is your wholeness. My desire for you is to enter rest. Enter rest. My desire for you is to enter rest. Enter rest. Enter rest. Enter into the rest of love, joy, peace. Enter into the rest of love, joy, peace. Enter into the rest of love, joy, peace. Let the frequency of God's voice surround you, flow through you, in you, raising the level of your consciousness. I am light. I am love. I am spirit. And I am fire. I am joy. I am peace. I am good. I am kind. I am patient. I am faithful. I am merciful, and my grace is abundant and overflowing. I am merciful, and my grace is abundant and overflowing. I am merciful, and my grace is abundant and overflowing. I am is in you, around you, and you are in I am. I am embraces you heart to heart. Receive my embrace. Let the frequency of my heart surround you, encompass you, embrace you. Heart to heart, resonate with my thoughts about you. You are special. You are unique. You are chosen. You are special. You are unique. You are chosen. I am loves you. I am accepts you. I am affirms your significance. I am affirms your sonship. I am loves you. I am accepts you. I am affirms your significance. I am affirms your sonship. So I call forth your identity as a son within the Joshua generation. I call forth your identity as a son within the Joshua generation. Hear the call. Resonate with the call. Respond to the call. The call to a sonship. Arise, shine. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Arise, shine. Your light has come. Let your frequency, your consciousness level be raised. Raised to the level of love. Let there be enlightenment, illumination of the spirit of light and love. Let love's light shine. I call forth your cherubic nature within the order of Melchizedek. I call forth your royal priesthood. I call forth your position as an oracle and a legislator. I call forth your identity, your position, your authority as sons of the living God. Embrace the frequency of God's call. Let it raise your level of expectancy and hope. Let the heart and passion of the Father surround you, elevating your frequency of love. Feel His love. Sense His love. Receive His love. Let that frequency of love entrain your mind to live in the frequency of love. Arise, shine. With the light of love. Arise, shine with the light of love. Let love's light shine, radiate within from you. Let rivers of living water flow from your innermost being. Let the frequency of your conscience and your consciousness begin to engage creation, engage with sonship. Arise, shine, your light has come. Just rest in love, joy, and peace. Rest in love, joy, and peace. Rest in love, joy, and peace.